The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Welcome back inside the Pechanga Arena. The Barracuda carried a two-goal lead into the third period. The goals pushed in a mighty way. They got one early on the power play. They tied it up at 4-4, so we would go to overtime. But all is well that ends well. The 20-year-old Quentin Musty is second of the game. He's got now 6 points in his last four as he sends the Barracuda home happy at 2:08, his fifth of the season. Iorio and Bisted pick up the assists as the Barracuda now have picked up points in six straight on the road, eight overall consecutive games in which they have picked up a point. They have wins in back-to-back, and they avenged their loss in this building back on October the 29th. They were shut out in that game 3-0, but they win this one by a final score of 5-4. Let's recap this one. It was not a great start for the Barracuda. They gave up a goal 1:07 into the first period. Stian Solberg, former Anaheim first-round draft pick, got things started. Then the Barracuda took a minor penalty at 1:41 of the first for delay of game. But they killed it off. They settled into the period, and they would tie things up at 7:58 as Jack Thompson found Colin White on the back post, and White made it goals in three straight. Good angle bit there by Cardwell. Shrugged aside. Husso picked back up. Back post. They score! What a feed there from Jack Thompson. He finds Colin White back post, and White stays hot, and we're all tied up at 1-1. Colin White goals now in three straight, his fifth of the season, and we were tied up in that first period at 1-1. The Barracuda would then take their first lead. Again, White was at the heart of it as he would find Oliver Wahlstrom in front, and Wahlstrom would put home his second of the season, first in his last five games. And after a rough start, the Barracuda would salvage the first period by taking a 2-1 lead. Lost control, but he stays with it, and he works it up the near left wing side. Unfortunately, had to elude the linesman en route to it. Barracuda have it, though, in tight. There's a shot from Wahlstrom. He scores! Great persistence from Oliver Wahlstrom. He was stymied around his own blue line, stayed with it, even ran into the linesman trying to get to the puck. It ends up getting picked up and centered in front of Oliver Wahlstrom, and he rips one past Billy Husso, and Wahlstrom's got his second of the season, and the Barracuda. So the Barracuda would storm back in that first period after a slow start and carry a 2-1 lead into the intermission. In the second, it was kind of a theme all night long for the Barracuda early in the period. They struggled to get out of the gates on time. The goals would pressure, and at 2:30, Justin Bailey would stay hot by potting his eighth of the season and his fifth in his last three games to tie things up at two apiece in the second period. But at 15:09, Ethan Cardwell, in his second game back in the AHL after recall, would put home the Barracuda's go-ahead goal at 15:09, his third of the season, to make it 3-2 at the time. Carlson off Afanasyev. Now right wing side, it's flicked. Poked free. Afanasyev lets it through his stick, pulled in Regenda. Up top now for Carlson. Power play is over, but the Barracuda's still in the offensive zone. McEwen's out of the box. Cardwell, he had time on an angle. Came back to him. He scores! Ethan Cardwell, just as we got back to 5-on-5, gets a fortuitous bounce. And Husso with no chance to get over to the right post, and Cardwell puts it home, and the Barracuda are back up by a goal. So Cardwell was his third of the season at 15:09, and less than a minute and a half later at 16:20, Quentin Musty would add to the Barracuda's lead. giving San Jose a 4-2 advantage on Musty's fourth of the season. And with that goal, Musty extends his point streak to 4 straight games. His defense, 3:55 left in the second. Pierre Barracuda up 3-2. Now Chernyshov gets it away in the neutral zone. Phillips down the right flank, holding, shooting, and he put it off the goal mask carrier. Puck management for the Barracuda has to tighten up here in the second. It's been an issue. Now Musty busting and shoots. He scores! Musty coming down the left side. Pulls a page from Macklin Celebrini's book. He goes 5-4 along the ice and beats Husso. So the Barracuda at that point in a great spot, up by a score of 4-2, and they would carry that lead into the third. You knew in the third San Diego would push. Coming into tonight, they were riding a 5-game point streak and had won their last 2 games, and that's exactly what they did in the third. They badly outshot the Barracuda 11-4. They would actually start the third on the power play and not wait long to cut into the deficit. Just 39 seconds into the third, Sasha Pastajov would one time a puck home from Ryan Carpenter on the power play to make it 4-3. And then at 13:50, Judd Caulfield would tip in a Solberg point shot to level things up at 4-4. Caulfield, his 7th of the season. After that point, no more goals in regulation, so we would go to overtime. And entering tonight, the Barracuda had yet to earn a second point when going beyond 60 minutes, but that would change as Quentin Musty, who scored late in the second period, would send the Barracuda home 2:08 into the extra session, his 2nd of the game, his 5th of the season, and the Barracuda would secure the 5-4 overtime winner. Cardwell up the near side, Iorio. Iorio's over the line, drops it for Bisted. Bisted leaves it now for Cardwell. Cardwell. Once again, we'll drop it for Bisted. Cardwell heads off, and Quentin Musty, he will step on for the Barracuda. Tied at 4-4 in overtime here in San Diego. 3 minutes to go in the extra session. Iorio back over the line for San Jose. Works middle ice, drops Musty. He shoots, he scores! Musty with the overtime winner as he beats Husso under the glove hand, and the San Jose Barracuda have points now in 8 straight, 6 straight on the road. Musty with a pair, and he ends this one 2 minutes and 8 seconds into the overtime period. Quinn Musty, the overtime hero. The Barracuda had already extended their point streak to 8 straight, but they put an exclamation point on it with an overtime win here on the road. And their continued success away from TechCU Arena really starting to become a trend for this team after a rough start on visiting ice to begin the year. October and November have been 2 different stories for this team. They have figured something out away from home, and they continue to roll after points in all 5 games during that long road trip. They pick up a win here on the road in San Diego. They score 5 times after getting shut out in this building back on October the 29th. So with the win, San Jose is now 2 points ahead of the San Diego Goals in the Pacific Division. They are now up to 18 on the year. That moves them ahead of 3 teams who were idle tonight, Bakersfield, Ontario, and Henderson. So the Barracuda are now into the 3rd spot in the Pacific Division. And for the San Diego Goals, they're up to 16 points. They are now tied with Coachella Valley for that 7th spot in the Pacific Division. Final shots tonight. The Barracuda outshot the Goals in the first 2 periods, badly outshot in the third. First actually was a tie, 7-7. Second period, the Barracuda outshot the Goals 11-8. But in the third, San Diego outshot the Barracuda 11-4. And in overtime, just 1 shot, and that was all San Jose needed as Quentin Musty seals the overtime victory. Winning goaltender Gabe Carrier, he is now 3-0-2 over his last 5 games. Billy Husso suffers the loss. He allows 5 goals on 23 shots as the Barracuda did all their damage during 5-on-5 play. They went 0-for-3 on the power play San Diego 1-for-4 on the advantage, but the Barracuda again win this one in overtime by a final score of 5-4. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 35 minutes, 4,857 saw it here at the Pajanga Arena. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star is rookie defenseman Stian Solberg for the San Diego Goals. Solberg began the game with the early goal at 107. He then tacked on an assist, finished the game with a plus one rating and one shot on net. He is the number three star. First goal of the season for Solberg. The number two star is Sasha Pastajov. He had that early third period power play goal to get San Diego within one. He also finished with 2 points, a goal, an assist, plus one rating, and 4 shots on net. That tied for the team lead. He's the number two star. And the number one star for the Barracuda, Quentin Musty. 2 goals for Musty, a plus one rating, 3 shots on net for the 20-year-old. Musty now has 6 points in his last 4 games. He continues to roll, figuring out the AHL on the fly. You can see it just coming alive. The confidence is off the charts right now for the young forward and the former first-round pick of the Sharks, 26th overall back in 2023. And for Musty, his first multi-goal game of his young professional career. He is the number one star. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-4. They're back on the ice on Friday as they return back home to begin a 3-game homestand. Friday is pucks and paws at TechCU Arena, so make sure to bring your four-legged friend to the game on Friday. Dog tickets are separate from human tickets. Find out all the details at sjbarracuda.com. Barracuda will kick off a 2-game set with Abbotsford and then wrap up this 3-game homestand on Wednesday against Calgary before the Thanksgiving holiday. Big win for the Barracuda on the road. They continue to roll now, points in 8 consecutive games, 6-0-1-1 during that stretch. And they now have points in 6 straight on the road as well, and they will look to continue that trend against Abbotsford, who is sitting at the bottom of the Pacific Division. It'll be the Canucks and the Barracuda, 7 o'clock at TechCU Arena on Friday. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. The great Drew Romena will join myself on Friday. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-4 in overtime. Quentin Musty, the 20-year-old, is the hero as the Cuda avenged their loss against the Goals back on October the 29th with a 5-4 victory, and they will look to continue this on Friday as they return home. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight on the Sharks Audio Network, and we hope you join us again coming up on Friday when the Barracuda return to the ice, and we are on the air at 6:30 with Cuda Countdown. A reminder one more time here in San Diego. The Barracuda 5, the Goals 4 in overtime. Until Friday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Pajanga Arena in San Diego.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.